Don't worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God in the book of Psalms. Psalm 92, beginning at verse 1. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. On an instrument of 10 strings, on the lute, and on the harp with harmonious sound, for you, Lord, have made me glad through your work. I will triumph in the works of your hands. O Lord, how great are your works! Your thoughts are very deep. A senseless man does not know, nor does a fool understand this. When the wicked spring up like grass, and when all the workers of iniquity flourish, it is that they may be destroyed forever. But you, Lord, are on high forevermore. For behold your enemies, O Lord, for behold your enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn you have exalted like a wild ox. I have been anointed with fresh oil. My eye also has seen my desire on my enemies. My ears hear my desire on the wicked who rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bear fruit in old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing to declare that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Verses 1 through 15, all of Psalm 92. I'm going to read verses 10 through 15 one more time. But my horn you exalted like a wild ox. I have been anointed with fresh oil. My eye also has seen my desire on my enemies. My ears hear my desire on the wicked who rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bear fruit in old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing to declare that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. And then looking at Psalm 100, Psalm 100 beginning at verse 1. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Verses 1 through 5, all of Psalm 100. Father, thank you, Lord, for the wonderful gift of eternal life. Thank you for the opportunity to know you, to be able to walk with you each and every day. Thank you for the wonderful gift of your word, the blessing and the privilege it is for us to open your word every day and hear your words of peace, your words of joy, your words of power, your words of grace, your words of encouragement, your words of thanksgiving and praise. Father, more and more, open our eyes to see the wonderful gift your word is that teaches us how to live a life full of gratitude, thanks, and praise. Thank you for your word, which teaches us to recognize, Lord, that you're the key to everything, every circumstance, and all of life. Thank you, Lord, for being El Shaddai, the God who is more than enough. Thank you for being Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Thank you for being Jehovah Rapha, our healer. Thank you for being our King of Kings and our Lord of Lords. Father, we love you, we bless you, we praise you, we thank you. We thank you for this day. In Jesus' name we do pray, amen. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Rick Robertson. He's going to share a word of prayer with us at this time as well.
Father, we come to you and we're thankful for so many blessings. Father, you tell us to give thanks in all circumstances, and we want to do that, Father. We pray for our listening family that they would learn to do that more and more. Father, we're thankful that we can trust in you at all times, even in the toughest of times. We can trust in you. We have a great hope in you. What a wonderful God you are, Father. We lift high your name today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Rick. Thank you again for being a part of our listening family. And we're continuing to remind you about an upcoming, well, actually, an event and a campaign that's in progress. Operation Christmas Child in the National Collection Week started during the month of October and continues through November 23rd. And we're encouraging you to be a part of evangelism and discipleship when you can pack an Operation Christmas Child shoebox. This year, you can go shopping or build a shoebox online with friends and family. Just visit SamaritansPurse.org/OCC. Again, that's SamaritansPurse.org/OCC. At American Family Radio, we're packing shoebox gifts for Operation Christmas Child, and together we can send a tangible expression of God's love through simple gifts like toys, school supplies, and hygiene items. Again, you can visit SamaritansPurse.org/OCC to learn more information or to get involved in this wonderful outreach. Hope you'll take the time to do just that. And if you have not seen it already, we're still encouraging you to take time to watch In His Image, the movie In His Image, Delighting in God's Plan for Gender and Sexuality. You can go to inhisimage.movie. Again, that's inhisimage.movie. And keep in mind, In His Image is a feature-length documentary that presents a tremendously needed truth. And it's presented with compassion and clarity through powerful personal testimonies from individuals, careful Bible instruction, and scientific evidence. It's produced by American Family Studios, a division of the American Family Association. So hope that you'll take time to go to inhisimage.movie and watch In His Image. Also, we're encouraging you, if you haven't already, partner with us here at American Family Association and receive a special edition DVD of In His Image. Help us to spread the powerful message by donating a gift of any amount and receive the 2-disc In His Image DVD set. You can share the feature-length documentary with friends and family, and fellow church members and others, and explore over 3 hours of special features on Disc 2 that include deleted scenes, extended interviews, and biblical answers to commonly asked questions. Your gift helps AFA share the redemptive hope of the gospel presented in His Image. Hope you'll take the time and opportunity to do just that. Again, thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession. And again, I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. Today, we're looking at the topic of the discipline of thankfulness. The discipline of thankfulness. Now, you know, just to even state that, one might immediately think, well, why do you have to have a discipline of thankfulness? Shouldn't people just be thankful already and just recognize God's goodness and mercy and grace? Well, you know, we should. But the reality is, in life, with the problems, the challenges that go along with life, often, sadly, in life, people allow other things to overshadow what should be gratitude, praise, and thanksgiving to God for His goodness, for His grace, and for His mercy. So establishing a discipline of being a grateful person is a very wise thing to do, and it's a very fruitful thing to do as well. And so our challenge to you is that you'll listen and learn important truths about why we're wise to establish a discipline of thankfulness. You know, one of the wonderful things about being thankful is that the more you choose to be thankful, the easier and the smoother it seems to get. The more you profess gratitude, the more you take time to say thank you, Lord, for all kinds of things, the more you notice things to be grateful for. And you might say the thankfulness muscles respond to exercise. And so you and I are wise to listen to the wisdom of God's word when it teaches us and actually commands us to give thanks. Listen again to the wisdom of this powerful short psalm, Psalm 100. I want to read it again. And I want you to listen and note the commands. And remember, the commands are there to bless you, to help you as well. Psalm 100, make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endures to all generations. Note that's a psalm, amongst other things, a psalm of thanksgiving. Every believer is called to live a life of thanksgiving. And keep in mind, it's important for us to know that God commands us to do it for a reason. Certainly God is blessed by the gratitude and thanks and praise that his children give to him. But keep in mind, even when God commands us to give thanks, he's looking out for us. When we give thanks and praise and glory and honor to God, it stirs up our joy. It strengthens us. You know, the Word of God tells us the joy of the Lord is your strength. But also it helps us to have a right perspective. Sadly, in life, when we focus on problems and difficulties and we complain, that messes up our perspective in all of life. But on the other hand, when we give thanks and praise and glory and honor to God, and we thank him daily and thank him throughout the day, it helps us have a right perspective. Remember, life is a gift. Life is a gift from God in every aspect. All the good things in life are gifts from the hand of God. The fact is, there's no such thing as giving thanks too much. There's no such thing as expressing gratitude to the Lord too much. And the more you express gratitude, the more it blesses and helps you in all kinds of areas of your life. The Word of God, again, lets us know in Psalm 92, as we read the first portion of the Psalm, in everything give thanks. Psalm 92 specifically states, it is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High. It's a good thing to give thanks to God. It blesses you and encourages you when you give thanks to God. It also helps you recognize how blessed you really are. In the truest sense of the word, a person that has a grateful heart, in a sense, is a rich person because they recognize that all the goodness of God that we've received, again, we didn't deserve them nor deserve or earn all these blessings, but God gives them to us anyway. And we recognize that God really does run our cups over every single day. On the other hand, when we focus on problems, trials, and difficulties and things that aren't going the way we'd like for them to, sadly, we can easily establish an attitude of bitterness, problems, and difficulty. So giving thanks is a very important and a wise thing for us to do. But also remember, we're to obey the command of God. And so the Word of God tells us, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Thanking God in all circumstances and all situations. When things seem to be going well, give him thanks. When things don't seem to be going well, give him thanks. When the sun seems to be shining in your life, give him thanks and praise. When it appears that you may be going through storms and earthquakes and difficulties in your life, give him thanks and praise. It's a weapon. It's a powerful weapon that will bless you and encourage you in many, many ways. In the book of Ezra, chapter 3, verse 11, it says, with praise and thanksgiving, they sang to the Lord. He is good. His love toward Israel endures forever. And all the people gave a great shout of praise to the Lord because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. A powerful story in the book of Ezra, as the house of God is being built, that the people came together and gave thanks and praise to the Lord. In Psalm 7, verse 17, it says, I will give thanks to the Lord because of his righteousness. I will sing the praises of the name of the Lord Most High. Psalm 9:1 tells us, I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonderful deeds. And then in Psalm 35, verse 18, we're told, I will give you thanks in the great assembly. Among the throngs, I will praise you. Father, thank you for the wonderful opportunity that you give us to give you thanks and praise and glory and honor every single day of our lives. Thank you for the opportunity for us to express back to you just some of the blessings that you generously give us every single day. Father, anoint us all afresh today with the spirit of thanksgiving, praise, and honor. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. We're looking today at the topic of the discipline of thankfulness. We'll be right back.
Mountains to fall upon their knees. You're the one who welcomes sinners, and you open blinded eyes. You restored the brokenhearted, and you brought the dead to life. Forgetting all our sins, you remember all your promises. You are amazing, more than amazing, forever our God. You're more than enough. You are amazing. With authority you've spoken, and you've set the captive free. You're the King who came to serve, and you're the God who washed our feet. You're the one who took our burdens, and you bled upon the cross. In your kindness and your mercy, you became the way for us. Forgetting all our sins, you
the music of Lincoln Brewster, More Than Amazing. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We're looking today at the topic of the discipline of thankfulness. And my encouragement to you is that you take this very, very serious. You know, the Word of God tells us, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you, in Philippians chapter 5. That's a command. But keep in mind, even though one might think, well, the Lord just wants us to give him thanks all the time. Well, keep in mind, God receives our thanksgiving and praise. But remember this, God, even in this kind of command, is looking out for us. When we give thanks, praise, and glory and honor to the Lord, it blesses us, it empowers us, it stirs our joy, it causes joy to rise up inside of us. And the Bible tells us the joy of the Lord is your strength. You and I are wise to, throughout the day, make a habit of just thanking God for many, many different things. Now, sadly, sometimes believers make the big mistake of thinking, well, that sounds like a childish thing to do. Well, keep in mind, the voice that would tell you that is the voice of Satan and the demons of darkness. The reality is, it is not childish to thank God for many things throughout the day. In fact, it's spiritual maturity. Because giving thanks and praise and glory and honor to God is one of the great ways that we acknowledge God and his goodness in our lives. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. That's what Proverbs 3 tells us. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Do you need guidance today? Thank God a lot. Take time to thank him for all kinds of blessings that you've received, and watch yourself hearing the voice of God more clearly for direction in your life. Again, 1 Thessalonians 5:17, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So again, if you ask the question, why is it so important to give thanks to God in good times and in the bad, in the sunshine and in the rain? Well, again, as we've mentioned, one of the reasons is life is a gift. And another reason is thanksgiving and praise are powerful spiritual weapons that help us to be overcomers and winners in life. Remember, giving thanks and praise to God, it stirs up the Holy Spirit to work more mightily in and around your life. Giving thanks and praise, again, is a powerful, powerful weapon. And the reality is the devil will fight hard to keep you from living with an attitude of gratitude and praise. He will fight it tooth and nail because he's afraid of believers that live with a truly grateful attitude and a grateful spirit about them. It's true, no matter what obstacles or trials you face, when you learn to give thanks and praise in all circumstances, it allows the Spirit of God to be ushered into that circumstance or that situation. Allow me to share a true story. And if you've listened to the broadcast, you've probably heard me share this on a number of occasions, but I like to go back to because she's such a wonderful example of this. A young lady by the name of Frances had what many would consider a very tough, tragic, and troubled life. A doctor's error left her at six weeks of age with lifelong blindness. Her father passed away when she was very young, and she was raised by her mother and grandmother. Many in today's world would believe that Frances had plenty of reasons to be unhappy, depressed, and to live a life of without hope. However, in her autobiography, Frances June Crosby, who was better known as Fanny Crosby, chose to write some amazing words. These are some words that Frances once wrote. She said, "It seemed intended by the blessed providence of God that I should be blind all my life, and I thank him for the dispensation." In other words, I thank him for the gift of blindness. Now, some listening to her might think, this young lady's lost her mind. But now, hold on, keep in mind, she's walking in eternal wisdom that God has basically clearly said to each of us. He says, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. If we would be wise enough to learn to thank and praise God, even in storms, even in difficult times, with all that's, for example, going on in our nation today, thank and praise God. Why? Because it allows the Spirit of God to rise up and fight on our behalf. We're thanking and praising God for who He is and what He does in and around our lives. So, again, going back to Frances' life, the doctor who made the mistake and accidentally caused her blindness later moved away. He felt so bad, he moved out of that community. However, Frances wrote this. She said, "If I could meet him now, I would say, thank you, over and over again for making me blind." Though many would conclude that living a life with blindness would be a sad, disappointing life, Frances considered her blindness to be one of her greatest blessings. She considered her blindness to be a gift from God, and she thanked God over and over again for the gift of blindness. She said, "I could not have written thousands of hymns if I had been hindered by the distractions of seeing all the interesting and beautiful objects that would have been presented to my notice." And by the way, many know, again, as I said, Frances June Crosby as Fanny Crosby. And Fanny Crosby blessed the church and the world with songs, with many songs. In her lifetime, she wrote over 8,000 songs. Some of the songs Fanny Crosby wrote include "Blessed Assurance," "To God Be the Glory," "Redeemed," "All the Way My Savior Leads," and many other songs and or hymns. She's a tremendous example of one who lived with a grateful spirit and with an attitude of gratitude. Having this attitude was a great blessing to her, and she in turn became more and more of a great blessing to the church and to the whole world. I would challenge and encourage every single listener, make it your goal to thank God in all circumstances, for even in tough times, God really does run our cups over in blessing in so, so many ways. And remember, your thanksgiving and praise is a weapon that allows the Spirit of God to work more mightily on your behalf and in your circumstances. It's a powerful, powerful weapon if we're wise enough to choose to put the discipline of thankfulness to work. Now, again, it is a discipline. It is a habit that we have to choose, because as believers, we have that privilege and that option, but we don't have to do it. And sadly, too many believers will complain when situations are tough or difficult. And remember, complaining never helps a situation. And when we complain, in many ways, we're putting more emphasis on the problem than the bigness of our God. On the other hand, when we thank and praise God in the midst of difficult circumstances, we're focusing on His goodness and what God can do, even in the midst of a storm. So being a thankful person, again, it helps you to become much more mighty in the Spirit of God and in the things of God. Take time to thank and praise God for His goodness. Don't focus on the negative things in life and allow yourself to move towards complaining. Focus on God's blessings. Focus on His goodness. Focus on the many, many things He's done for you in your life and in your lifetime. It changes your whole attitude and outlook on life. Also, being grateful to God for His goodness, again, as I said, stirs up your joy. And remember, the Bible says the joy of the Lord is your strength in Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10. Be mindful, too, that being genuinely grateful makes you instantly a rich person in the truest sense of the word. Ask God today to anoint you with the spirit of praise and gratitude. Instead of complaining about the rain, thank God for watering His beautiful world for free. Instead of complaining about not feeling well, thank God that you're alive. Instead of complaining about having to clean your house, thank God that you have a home to live in. Instead of being impatient with family members, thank God for the gift of your loved ones and how they are a blessing to you. Instead of complaining about your job, thank God that you have a job and have an income. Instead of complaining about the world, thank God for the opportunity to pray and help change the world to be a better place. Give thanks in all circumstances. The Word of God again tells us, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And do remember, being a genuinely grateful person will bless you tremendously. Praise and thanksgiving are so important. Praise and thank God often throughout the day. Living life with an attitude of gratitude really is its own reward. Father, thank you again for the opportunity you give us to give you thanks, praise, glory, and honor continually. And Lord, open our understanding to the fact that it's a choice. We can choose to be grateful. We can choose to give thanks in all circumstances. And the Holy Spirit will help us, but He'll help us, but He won't make us. Help us to know, Lord, that as we're wise enough to choose to give you thanks continually, in fact, wise enough to even just throughout the day and in ways that we can just thank you, maybe quietly under our breath, wherever we go, Lord, help us to know it helps us to become more and more mighty in spirit. Help us to know, Lord, it stirs the Holy Spirit to work in us and through us and around us. Thank you for this opportunity. Empower us more and more to walk in the fullness of the spirit of thankfulness each and every day. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You know, in the book of Acts, Acts chapter 16, we're going to look at this, and we may have to finish it on the other side of the break, but I want you to focus on this powerful passage. It is a story, it's an illustration of using the spirit of thanksgiving and praise, even in tough and difficult circumstances. Acts chapter 16, yes, Acts chapter 16, picking up at verse 16. Now it happened, as we went to prayer, that a certain slave girl possessed with a spirit of divination met us, who brought her masters much profit by fortune telling. This girl followed Paul and us and cried out, saying, "These men are the servants of the Most High God, who proclaim to us the way of salvation." And this she did for many days. But Paul, greatly annoyed, turned and said to the Spirit, "I command you in the name of Jesus Christ, come out of her." And he came out that very hour. But when her master saw that their hope of profit was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace to the authorities. And they brought them to the magistrates and said, "These men, being Jews, exceedingly trouble our city, and they teach customs which are not lawful for us, being Romans, to receive or observe." Then the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates tore off their clothes and commanded them to be beaten with rods. And when they had laid many stripes on them, they threw them into prison, commanding the jailer to keep them securely. Having received such a charge, he put them into the inner prison and fastened their stocks, and fastened their feet in the stocks. But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open and everyone's chains were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awaking from sleep and seeing the prison doors open, supposing the prisoners had fled, drew his sword and was about to kill himself. But Paul called with a loud voice, saying, "Do yourself no harm, for we are all here." Then he called for a light, ran in and fell down, trembling before Paul and Silas. And he brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" So they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household." Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes. And immediately he and all his family were baptized. It was verses 16 to 33, Acts chapter 16. We're looking at the topic, the discipline of thankfulness. We'll be right back. Of Planet Shakers, Heaven on Earth. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Today we're looking at the topic of the discipline of thankfulness, and we're encouraging every single listener to take this to heart tremendously so. The reality is when we learn to, in obedience to the Word of God, to give thanks in every situation, it allows the Spirit of God to be ushered into any circumstance. So we continue reading. Again, we're reading in the book of Acts, chapter 16. This is a powerful example of the very topic that we're talking about. Going back again, picking up again at verse 25 of Acts, chapter 16. "Now at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's chains were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awaking from sleep and seeing the prison doors open, supposing the prisoners had fled, drew his sword and was about to kill himself. But Paul called with a loud voice, saying, "Do yourself no harm, for we are all here." Then he called for a light, ran in, and fell down trembling before Paul and Silas. And he brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" So they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household." Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes, and immediately he and all his family were baptized. Now when he had brought them into his house, he set food before them, and he rejoiced, having believed in God with all his household. Again, that was chapter 16, verses 16 to verse 34, Acts chapter 16. Again, this is an example of when believers live with an attitude of thanksgiving and praise, it changes everything. Of course, what happens, of course, Paul and Silas were doing the work of the Lord, and God used Paul to cast the demon out of this poor girl. But sadly, there were men, wicked men, who were making money off the spirit of divination at work in her life. And when they realized they couldn't make money from her anymore, they, out of anger, had Paul and Silas arrested. Paul and Silas, they were beaten and thrown into prison. Now, if ever there was a situation where people might think someone had a justified reason to complain, this might be one of those. You know, people might would think, "Well, Paul and Silas, you were doing the work of the Lord, and look what happened. You got beaten and thrown in jail." And one might, your average person wouldn't think it strange if Paul and Silas were sitting in the jail cell saying things like, "Well, you know, I thought we were doing the work of the Lord, and look what happened. We've been beaten, been abused and misused, and this gospel preaching is tough, it's hard, and maybe we need to quit." Well, see, complaining only makes a tough situation worse. But they were wise enough to, instead of being sitting there in the jail complaining and talking about how rough it is to follow Jesus, it says specifically in verse 25, "But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them." Paul and Silas were wise enough to move in the power of the Holy Spirit to do exactly what the Word of God directs us to. They were praying and singing hymns to God. In other words, they were worshiping God. They were, it seems, giving thanks, praise, and worship to the Lord in the midst of even what would seem to be a tough situation. And look what God did. God sent an earthquake that shook the prisons, set them free, and the jailer ended up getting saved, he and his whole household. So great good came out of a tough situation. You know, we serve a God that's so big that he can take the worst of situations and bring great good out of it as we learn to give thanks, praise, and worship to him, knowing that he's bigger than the problem. He's bigger than the trial. He's bigger than the difficulty. Even our nation where it is today, God is bigger than this problem. He's bigger than the challenge. If we'll give thanks and praise and worship to God in the midst of this, this allows the Spirit of God and the angels of God to go to work mightily on behalf of the Church of Jesus Christ. This is a time to thank and praise and worship God. In spite of what you see going on around you, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. We're putting the weaponry of the Spirit of God to work when we give thanks and praise and glory and honor to the Lord in the midst of any and all circumstances, in the midst of storms, in the midst of difficult times, in the midst of valleys that we're walking through. Giving God thanks, praise, and glory and honor is a wise thing to do, and it's obedience to the Word and the Spirit of God. Lord, thank you for the opportunity you give us of being able to choose to give you thanks, to choose to give you praise, glory, and honor, even in the storms. Help us to recognize, Lord, this is what you call us to. You've told us clearly in your Word, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Help us, Lord, more and more to recognize that you in your eternal wisdom have taught us to, if we would but obey you and do what you've told us in your Word, we can walk in victory in all circumstances. Thank you for this opportunity. We give you thanks, praise, glory, and honor. And Lord, more and more empower us to be wise enough to walk in thanksgiving and praise continually in the rain, in the storms, as well as in the sunshine, knowing that this is a weapon that helps us to walk in victory continually. We thank you, Lord. We praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Again, keep in mind, living life with an attitude of gratitude is something that believers desperately need to cultivate in our lives and in our hearts, our homes, and in our world. Living with an attitude of praise and thanksgiving, its presence in a person's life brings in blessing and grace in many situations. Whereas, again, remember, complaining causes difficulty and trouble. Complaining makes a tough situation worse. A grateful person is a humble person, while ingratitude reveals a proud heart. You know, when we're genuinely grateful, we're recognizing the goodness of God at work in our lives. On the other hand, when people are ungrateful, when an individual is an ungrateful person, they basically are living with the attitude of, I deserve more than I'm getting. Well, the reality is, remember, life is a gift. So we don't really deserve anything, but God in His grace pours out His grace upon us in abundance every single day. So how important it is for us to live with an attitude of being grateful continually. Again, we're looking specifically at the topic of the discipline of thankfulness. And it is a discipline. It's something you choose to do every single day. But remember, the Holy Spirit will help you. But you need to choose to be grateful. Choose to thank God throughout the day in big things and in little things as well. It's just a wise way to live, as well as it's a life of obedience. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Remember, a grateful heart is conscious of God and others, while an ungrateful person is self-conscious and self-centered. A grateful heart is a heart that's full, while an unthankful heart is an empty one. People with grateful hearts are much more easily contented, while ungrateful people are subject to being bitter and discontent on a continual basis. How important it is that we cultivate a heart of gratitude and thanksgiving. A grateful heart will be revealed and expressed by thankful words, while an unthankful heart will manifest itself in murmuring and complaining. And remember, murmuring and complaining doesn't ever help a situation. In fact, complaining is a way to curse a situation. Complaining is a way to basically invite Satan into any circumstance. Ask God to help you to always avoid complaining. Complaining is never a good thing. I'm reminded of a true story of Matthew Henry, the well-known commentator of the 19th century. He was once approached by a robber, and he was basically robbed. After he thought on the experience, he was able to be thankful to the Lord even in the midst of that situation. His thoughts were, let me be thankful first because I was never robbed before. Second, because although they took my purse, they did not take my life. And third, although they took my all, it wasn't much. And fourth, because it was I who was robbed and not I who robbed. Well, again, a good example of learning how to be thankful in any and all circumstances. We're wise to live that kind of lifestyle. In Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7, we're told, so then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. Again, great wisdom to live by. Let me read that again. Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. Keep in mind, the reality is there's no such thing as being too thankful, but a thankful person that expresses his thanks to God continually has a continual feast, and it blesses you in many, many ways. Let me read a specific verse that relates powerfully to this. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 15 says, all the days of the afflicted are evil, but he who is of a merry heart has a continual feast. Now listen to that bit of wisdom again. Again, Proverbs chapter 15, verse 15, all the days of the afflicted are evil, but he who is of a merry heart has a continual feast. And how do you live and have a merry heart? Well, when you live with an attitude of gratitude, when you live with a thankful heart, when you choose to have the habit of being thankful continually, it stirs up your joy. And joy causes you to have a merry heart. And so again, that latter part of the verse, but he who is of a merry heart has a continual feast. What a blessing that we can find there. Colossians chapter 3, verses 15 through 17 tell us, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. Again, great, great wisdom. And notice what it goes on to say. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Now notice in just those three short verses how many times God directs us. Note it specifically mentions three different instances where it teaches us and encourages us to be thankful. Again, Colossians 3, 15 through 17. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Again, an attitude of gratitude and praise is such a powerful and wonderful attitude and spirit for us to live in each and every day. Colossians chapter 4, verse 2 says, devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. And then sharing once again 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18, rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Again, our encouragement to you is ask the Lord to help you, to anoint you today with the spirit of gratitude, and make it your goal to live every day with the discipline or habit of thankfulness. Father, anoint us all afresh today with the spirit of gratitude, thankfulness, and praise. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession. My email is jparker@afa.net. If you'd like to receive any of the prayer resources, prayer tools, or discipleship tools we provide, I'd be glad to send them to you. Or the gospel tracts. Again, jparker@afa.net. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.